Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry about everything. I've been trying to figure out some different ways to do this to make it a little bit easier for myself. I got to a point where I was like dreading to do the podcast because the process was so cumbersome. So I'm giving this a shot. I'm doing it on StreamYard. And I'm going to upload it that way. But I digress. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and now watching. I appreciate it. Man, it's been, what, 2 weeks? I'll start with my milestone, as I usually do. For those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. His name was Miles. He just turned 8, and that's what I'm going to talk about. I would say his best birthday he's had so far. And we've done some of the bigger parties and all that kind of stuff. We've done the jump. We've done the pool party at the Y. The jump party. We went back home and did a party. But he really enjoyed this. We kind of kept it simple. We had a great time. He got a new video game, and we took him to Great Wolf Lodge, which is a couple of hours away from our home. And they have an indoor water park. We did that. And I was very proud of him. People who listen to my show, they know my son has ADHD. He has it, I don't want to say pretty bad. Sounds bad. But... I don't know what term should I use, but he has ADHD combined and hyper-focused. He can be distracted. He can be emotional and stuff. He can be scary at times about things, but I was very, very proud of him, man. Cause he can be very timid about trying new things, but he got in the wave pool. He was letting water splash him in his face. He had a great time, man. He had a lot of fun. And it was nice for us to get out of the house. We got a nice little suite. I think it was called the Kid Camp Suite, where part of the room looked like a little, it looked like a small cabin, and it had bunk beds in there and a TV. So we ordered some food, nothing fancy. We just got some quick food and watched TV. He got up in the top bunk. He played his Nintendo. We ate food. Went to the water park, like I said, and we just had a great time and got up the next day and came back home, and he was able to go to school. We went during the week because he doesn't start online school until 11:50. So we got up early that morning, made the 2-hour drive back home, and boom, he was at school, ready to go. Great. It was a great night. But man, I got to be honest, man, after hanging out there, there's so many, Americans, we are just so gross and out of shape. I mean, look, I don't body shame, but it's just like, there's something gross about, we're in this indoor water park. They kind of got the humidity going. There's people with their shirts off, people with no socks on. And there's people just sitting around in this humid, like just gross kind of air, just eating loaded French fries with sour cream and cheese on it. I got to be honest. I don't know why, but I hate seeing people eat shirtless. I don't know, especially if it's gross food. I like the loaded. So like some fat dude eating loaded French fries with no shirt on. It's just like, what are you doing, man? You got your gut hanging over your shorts and you're with the cheese fry, with the chili cheese nacho fries, is fucking gross. If you're a dude and you're severely out of shape, don't fucking eat without a shirt on. I don't know what it is, but it just, I don't know what I'm afraid of, but I don't want to see fat dudes eating with shirts off. I don't judge women's bodies because they go through a lot of shit. So women have at it. I don't give a fuck. But men, don't do it. It's fucking gross. I don't know why, but we had a great time, man. And it's just, man, it's just, It was gross watching that dude eat those fries with no shirt on. If I worked there, I would have kicked him out. I got to be honest. I'd go, hey, man, you got to eat that shit out there or you got to put a shirt on. I don't want to see your fucking gut getting bigger as you just shoving these fucking loaded fries down your gullet. And then it's just like you eat and then you go step in the wave pool. You get wet. You're drenched. Then you come back out with your chlorine hands and you grab some more fries. I don't know, man. There's something about that, too. Just eating and then just getting in the water. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just weird, but I gotta be honest. I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of that shit in the least bit. So that was fun. But I finally got back to doing a regular weekend at the club. I'm going to combine these 2 weeks because, like, trying to catch up, I make two episodes and then one will get like 9 views. So I'm just going to just do one episode that might just be a tad bit longer. But yeah, man. So I got back into the club. It was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Even though the club was only at 35% capacity, we had a great time. It was me, Mark Norman. I had him on my other show before. Great dude. And my buddy Umar Khan, we had a great time. It was so nice to get back into the club, being in the green room, hanging out. Unfortunately, like because of COVID, we typically like let a lot of other people come back and hang out in the green room. It's not my green room, obviously. It's Mark's, but with COVID and it being such a small green room, I had some of my buddies from Virginia Beach come out, and unfortunately, they just weren't able to come back and hang out. Like they normally would be able to just because it's just a weird time, man. And plus with Northern Virginia and Arlington being so close to D.C., they kind of get some of the residual bullshit that's going on with D.C. Even it's a completely different state, you know, but again, it being so close and basically all the businesses in D.C. Clubs are shut down. So I think people who own other clubs, they're kind of watching what's going on there and go, hey, they can't do that. They can't do this. And I get it. You know, it might seem like some petty shit to do, but I get it, man. When you're sitting with your doors closed, you know, losing thousands of dollars a day, and you see somebody who's just literally right across the river doing the same thing that you do, and you're like, really? What's the difference? It can make you, you know, a little crazy. So I get it. But it was fun. Oh, did I say where I was? We were at the Arlington Draft House and Cinema. It was a lot of fun, man. But we only got to sell shirts one night. The first show on Friday, we were able to sell some shirts. But, during Mark's set, right, I'm standing in the back. We're watching. And I just see, like, a bunch of older white guys, bald heads, and they have these lanyards on. One dude had a clipboard. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And turns out they were from the health department. And for a second, man, I thought they were going to shut the show down, but they didn't. So for the rest of the weekend, they had to move some chairs around and they had to tell people to make sure they're not moving chairs too far around. People can't be too close together. But it just, you know, it's during the course of a show, people kind of move around a little bit because that venue is also primarily a movie theater. It's a different kind of theater where you can eat there, like food. You can order food there, kind of like the Alamo Draft House, but this is independently owned. And the chairs have wheels on them and stuff. So you can kind of move around. Like if you come in with a big party, you can kind of move things around, how you want them. And, that was kind of happening at the show and the health department didn't take too kindly to that. They had a bunch of stuff roped off and taped off. We couldn't have anybody directly in front of the stage, which sucks. So when you look down, there was like 4 rows of just chairs. They corralled together. So it's you, a shit ton of chairs that are just office chairs that are just sitting there. And then about 20 feet out, that's when the audience started and they were just sprinkled. And, you know, being in a compact crowd in a really confined area is very helpful for comedy. So when you have patches of people, you got 2 over here, you know, you got 3 over there, you got 5 over there. It makes it a little bit tougher to do, especially at 35% capacity. in a room that seats around 300, but we had a great time, man. It was great seeing Mark, man. We did a lot of catching up. We didn't really do a whole lot of like hanging out at night. The first night we just went back to Mark's suite and they got a bottle of Bullet Rye and we just talked all night, man. Talked comedy, talked about specials, who's doing what, you know, old movies, producers that they like. I mean, directors that they like, all the classic stuff, relationship stuff. It was just great to be back hanging out with the fellas to 3 or 4 in the morning and, you know, ordering shit from Uber Eats, man. It was just so much fun to get back to. I missed it so much. And I'm ready to get back out there, man. And shout out to everyone that came out this weekend. Thank you so much. I know you're there to see him, but it's just nice knowing that people want to support comedy. They're coming out. And, oh, dude, we did great on the merch the first show. And then we had to stop. We couldn't do it anymore. And I get it. But, man, it's just when you know you're leaving money on the table, especially at a time like this when things are the way they are and, you know, you're clutching your pennies. It just sucks to have to leave money on the table when you did so well the first show. And, you know, you can probably double and if not triple that money on top of what you're getting paid. But, man. I had so much fun. Second night was basically the same thing. We didn't really do much of anything. It was hopefully, y'all don't see that. I don't know what happened there. Hopefully, I'm not going to edit it out. Whatever happened. I can't. I just got to make sure I don't touch the keyboard again. My bad. But, yeah, I feel bad we didn't go, but we burned the midnight oil so long the night before that doing the midnight show, Norman was like, I can't do it, man. I'm dying. So, unfortunately, we didn't get to do that. But, man. So, yeah, we just went back to the hotel. I ordered some food and basically went to bed, got up, and came back home. But it was fun, man. I keep saying man on this podcast. I don't know why. I had a great time. You know what I did want to talk about? I know it's a couple of weeks old, but this guy, it's a couple of things. I think a couple of weeks ago, a police officer was shot in L.A., and some cop or sheriff or something, he tries to call out LeBron talking about, well, why don't you match our reward and all this kind of stuff and instead of being anti-cop. I hate that shit, man. You tell this guy to keep his mouth shut, dribble and all this kind of stuff, but then you want to call him out. Now you want him to give money. You want him to shut up, but you'll take his money. You know, you want him to use his fame and his celebrity to help you. But if he has a different view than you, then he needs to shut the fuck up. I hate that shit. It's such a double standard. The way you're counting this man's money, I hate it, man. It really irks me. And then you have this UFC fighter Covington guy. He's like this MAGA fighter, right? And he fought this guy Usman a while back and got his ass handed to him. I believe the guy broke his jaw and he wasn't talking no tough guy shit. And I'm not an MMA guy, but from what I hear, this Covington dude, he's a solid fighter, but he recently had a fight a week or so ago. He wins. And in his post fight interview, he's just like, I'm sick of all these woke ass pussy ass athletes like LeBron James, you know, they're being all woke and da 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 da. And I'm like, see, I don't like this shit. And over the next couple of days, you know, of course, LeBron James fans are coming out, you know, defending him and supporting LeBron and everything. And he's like, oh, LeBron wouldn't last 2 minutes with me in the ring. And it's just like, look, dude, LeBron James isn't a fighter. That's not what he does. You're a trained fighter. That's what you do. Okay. You can go out there and get your ass whooped for $1,500 or whatever the fuck you make. Go ahead. You do that. That's not what LeBron James does. You're coming after a dude that's worth probably at least $500 million. Why the fuck do you think he would fight you? You're a broke ass dude compared to him. You have nothing to lose. And the fact that you're jumping on the LeBron bandwagon just so you can get people to like co-sign your shit. And honestly, if you're a UFC fight, if you're a grown ass man and you're like, yeah, why won't LeBron fight him? LeBron would kick it. You're a fucking cuck. That's exactly what you are. You over here sucking this dude's dick over LeBron. It really makes me mad. I can't lie. It pisses me off to see the shit. It's like, you're such a cuck that, and you hate LeBron so much. You hate him so much that you would get off watching another man beat him up because he doesn't like the guy that you voted for. That's some bitch ass shit. And then the fact that your boy is so insecure. Your boy in the White House is so insecure. He hears that this guy is a Trump supporter. So he calls him. And it's not even like it's a big fight. He hears that one guy likes him and he calls. He calls. I've never heard of a president calling a UFC fight. Hey, I heard you like me. Great fight. He doesn't even watch MMA. Don't even watch MMA. And you're calling this guy because he likes you. That's so lame. That's how insecure that dude is. It's fucking wild. And let me say this. If you want to be a MAGA fighter, you know, support, that's completely fine. I have nothing wrong. I take no issue with that. You want to support America. You want to be the American fighter kid and support the president. That's completely fine. But when you come out in your MAGA shit, the first fight and you get your fucking jaw broken and you get your ass whooped, that's it for your MAGA stuff. You, after that, you can't win a second fight and you're like, yeah, I'm doing this for the first responders in the military because all these woke ass mother. You're done. You already got your ass kicked. I'm supporting president and Donald Trump is, nope, you lost. You weren't talking that shit when you got your jaw broke. Of course you're going to support first responders because that's who came and fixed your fucking jaw when it got broken. And guess what? I know some people will be like, oh, how come you won't fight him, Chris? I don't fight. I talk shit. That's what I do. I don't fight. I'm not like y'all. I'm not one of these people that are like, oh, Covington, he fucking sucked anyway. No, the dude does his thing. I'm not a fighter. He is. LeBron's not a fighter. He is. LeBron plays ball. Why doesn't he play ball against LeBron? Or better yet, why does he not call somebody out in his own sport? I know if I was Usman or whatever the fuck his name is, and I saw him talking that shit, I would say, hey, man, LeBron, I'll fight for you. We can do it again, bro. What's up? That's what I would do. I'm not a fighter. It's just so lame that this dude has to try to attach himself to one of the biggest sports stars on the planet to try to get any traction, and you go political to get traction. To me, this shit is just whack, man. It's garbage. It's sad seeing the Trump supporter thing becoming a personality. Like, you hear all these dudes like, oh, they're shoving gay and trans down my throat, dude. They're making everybody gay. They're shoving it down my throat. That same guy will have the back of his truck windows covered in Trump shit. I see it here all the time, even on the side of their cars. They got big ass flags. I see dudes riding around here with three big American flag, don't tread on me flag, and a Trump flag on the back of their trucks. It's like, dude, grow the fuck up and just move on. We get it. You like the guy. You like, so what? Jesus, man. I can't wait for this election to be over, man. I really can't. And like, after the last couple of weeks, man, I really cut my Facebook time down, man. It's just, I'm not changing anybody's mind. I'm sick of it, man. I can't wait to get to the point where I don't even need that shit anymore, man. I can't wait. I can't. So now, as long as I can, man, I'm just, when I go on there, I might post a picture of me doing shows. I'll post my podcast. And if I'm doing anything else, like any live shows on Zoom, I'm going to share that. But other than that, man, I'm really trying not to give my opinion on a lot of stuff. And before I get out of here, man, I know this the look. The Breonna thing is totally fucked up. What did y'all really expect? You know, what did you expect to happen? All the people, they're all in bed together. The DA, all those motherfuckers, they're not going to indict these dudes. Are you kidding me? They all know each other. It's not going to happen. They gave the family, what, $12 million. And I already saw it. Breonna Taylor's mom, she bought a Bentley and an $800,000 house. I guess we all grieve in different ways. What are they supposed to do with the money, man? What are they supposed to do with the money? What are they supposed to buy? Because you know, they're going to watch every single dime that woman spends just so they can talk shit about it. Just so they can talk shit about it. And then people are like, oh, I didn't see Killer Mike and this person say anything about what can Killer Mike say or anybody else? What can they say? What can any of us say that's going to change the outcome of this? Nothing. Let's just stop going at each other's throats, man, about, oh, they not saying nothing. Why are you? You're just saying shit just to say it? It's fucked up. It's fucked up. But what can we really do about this shit? You know, we can try to change the system. We can do that. We can run for office and people can get in and try to change policy and make things better. You know, become police officers yourself to try to clean things up, you know, to better your community. We can do all that kind of stuff. But honestly, there's going to get to a point in time, and I want things to change, but we have to stop looking for fucking white people's approval on shit, man. The white folks that are going to support us, they support us. Yes, there are going to be some people that come around, and I appreciate that. We all do. But for everybody else, you're not going to change their mind on shit. Just like they're not going to change your mind on shit. You're never going to become homophobic all of a sudden. Or all of a sudden, you're not going to just be Republican or be whatever, or be conservative or be liberal or be pro-trans. You are who you are. Unless you're really, really willing to make that change. So I think at some point in time, we have to say, you know what? These people are lost causes. Fuck them. All we can really do is go out, join forces and join hands with the people who want to make things better or feel like we are making things better. We're accepting people. We're changing things for the better. That's all we can really do is embrace those people and go out, be undeniable. Represent yourself, represent your people well. That's all you can really do. And everybody else, you got to say, fuck you, man. And just do you. You're not going to get everybody on board, man. You're not. You just got to be undeniable. We just got to be excellent. That's all we can really do. You just, when you're undeniable, you're undeniable. There's nothing they can fucking say. They can't take credit for any of your success. So that's what we have to do. We got to fucking focus on the people who want to move forward in the same direction that we do. We got to work on being excellent and being undeniable. And that's all you can do, man. And maybe just through our actions alone, it'll get other people to come on board. But all this arguing back and forth about technicalities, about guns, about this person shouldn't have been here, they shouldn't have been there. What about this? What about that? That's been. There's no point in doing it anymore, man. It's a lost fucking cause. People believe what they want to believe, and there's nothing we can do about it, man. But there's a show. That's a show. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. It's right there on the bottom of the screen. Hopefully the sound comes out great for this, and I'll just use the audio for the pure audio version of the podcast. But, I'm just trying different shit. We'll see how it all works out. I'm out. Peace. Thanks.